Welcome to Reaching Out Ministries. We would like to thank you for joining us for this week's program with Pastor Dave Waldner as he continues to preach the gospel. We invite you to listen to the Word of God presented in word and in song. The golden glass gives reflection to that city's perfection. Still Jesus will outshine them all. Mansions will glisten on the hills of glory. Happy reunion on streets of
watching what's going on in the Middle East. We know that it's a quagmire. What they're doing now is filling up those hundreds of miles of tunnels with seawater. It can cause a lot of problems. So it's picking up. Americans have decided they're going to take their money from Ukraine and give it to Israel, figuring maybe they can buy them off. I don't know. I don't know what the game is with them. But we'll see. Israel will not be bought off. And they will continue investing in their situation till they have won. And the Bible teaches us they win. I read the end of the book. I know who the winner is. I love it. And we are seeing this stuff escalating. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. The wars you see in the Middle East are going to get worse. And you're going to start wondering, what do we do? Well, there is a time coming when God says, it is finished for my church. I love that. I'll be finished. I'm going home. Hallelujah. I'm getting tired, actually. So I'm going home. So I'll be reading you the scriptures today that explains how that takes place. For those of you who are watching on the internet, you need to pay close attention. You got to make sure that you're ready to go home. Are you ready? You become born again by the Spirit of the law of the Lord. How do you get ready? The jailer asked, what must I do to be saved? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. There is nothing else to it. There is no church going or prayer or prayer party or denomination. Believe on the Lord Jesus, regardless from where you come from, and you shall be saved. Believe in what, Jesus? He's the one that saved you. You got to accept that as your own salvation. Once you do that, you belong to him. And you will be a partaker of this group of people. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 in verse 50. Now this I say, brethren, that blood, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither does corruption inherit. Neither does corruption inherit incorruption. So for those of you who are dead, who are afraid of dying, you might as well get used to it unless the rapture happens. You're going to die. You're going to decay, whether you like it or not. Many people are dying. You can see celebrities slowly dying. It's on the news. We can see them. Once upon a time, they were big shots. Everybody was ogling them on TV. Now they can't talk. They can't even move right. What happened to them? The old flesh became rusty. The brain gives out. We're here for a short while. We cannot put on immortality unless we die. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all die. That's a good one, right? We're not all going to die. We're not all going to sleep. But we shall be changed. Changed how? In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. At the last trump, for the trump shall sound, and that shall be rise incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Changed into what? Jesus was laid in a grave. He had a body. They put some ointment on it. It died because of shock or because God gave up the ghost. But they were able to take that body and embalm it with all sorts of spices. They were going to. They laid into a grave. It wasn't changed yet. It was just laid in there. But the Bible says, we will be changed. It'll happen in a split second. Are you ready for that split second change? There's not going to be time to get on your knees and say, Lord, I worship you. You're going to have to be ready. It'll happen in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. So you better be ready. How are you ready? You're born again by the Spirit of God. You believe in Jesus for your salvation. But I would not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning them that are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so also them which sleep in Jesus shall God bring with him. Those who have Jesus, we will never die. We may leave this body, but we're always gonna be aware of where we are. We're gonna know we are in heaven. We're gonna be able to talk to people. It's not gonna change a whole lot, except you will not have aches and pains, and you'll be able to fly. You'll be able to travel talk. That's my way of talking. Never getting into a GM. Never mind getting into a GMC and turn on the key. I think about it and I'm there. Hallelujah. That's going to be awesome. It's going to be quick. You can be there in a split second, or you can take it easy, just float as you go along. And you will be able to go with Jesus. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Jesus is coming back. The trump will sound. The dead in Christ shall rise first. That's interesting. They'll be up before we'll be changed. Then we which are alive and remain shall be changed and caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. For those who don't believe in the pre-trib rapture, Jesus comes twice. At the beginning of the rapture, we go up to meet him. At the end of the tribulation, he comes down on the Mount of Olives. So there's two, one and two. You have to keep it in mind. Jesus will come down where every eye will see him. They will see him descend on the Mount of Olives. At the rapture, we will be caught up. They will not see him. We will hear him. We'll hear his voice, come up hither, and we'll be gone. And it's going to happen very quickly. I'm looking forward to that. Let me tell you, that's going to be a jet ride I'll never forget. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 18. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. The Bible has the word comfort in Thessalonians for a few times. You don't read too often about it in the Bible. But in Thessalonians, where it talks about Jesus coming back, it tells you to comfort one another. Why? Because as you see the day approaching, people will become more and more frustrated because of what you see out there. We can already see it. We can see how the politicians operate. We can see how the doctors association operates. People say they'd rather die than go to the emergency ward. Can you imagine last week in Ottawa, in Quebec, two people died in the emergency ward. What kind of emergency is that? You have to sit for one set for 12 hours. Are they going to look into it? Maybe. I don't know. I doubt it. They'll just pass it off. Well, maybe he had a heart attack. So this is what we're faced with. You cannot even trust the doctors you go to. I've heard people here say they'd rather die than go to a hospital. Isn't that terrible? That's what this world has come to. But it says, We should comfort together. We should comfort each other. Jesus on the throne, he will know whom to allow to go through certain stuff. He knows. He's the one that is our anchor. He's the one that goes ahead of us. He's the one that leads us. And if we dare trust in him, we can relax in our spirit. He knows what he's doing. That's one thing for sure. Okay, now I have to try and get this technology to work. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9. For God has not appointed us to wrath. What does that mean? We are not appointed for the tribulation. We are not appointed to God's wrath, who died for us, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, whether we are awake or asleep, we shall live together with him. Eventually, we'll be with him, whether we are dead or whether we are alive. It really doesn't matter. We are eventually going to be with him. 2,000 years from now, I know for a fact I'm not going to last that long. My feet are giving out. My throat is giving out. My head is giving out. It's slowly, slowly rusting away. It'll be dumped into the dirt not too long from now. But I'm telling you, 1,000 years from now, I will be able to talk to Jesus, to talk to you. Why? I will live forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Again, wherefore, comfort yourself together and edify one another, even as you also do. So you should edify, lift each other up, comfort each other. Don't forget the assembling of yourselves together. Why? So you can comfort yourself. If you're going to be a bedside Baptist, you got a problem. You need a kameradschaft. You need somebody that you talk to, that you communicate with, that has your same interest. You believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Not too long ago, I had a man come visit me, and we had the best of times, even though we live miles apart, or should I say, religions apart. And we were able to communicate with one another about the Lord Jesus Christ. We were both joyful in what Jesus did for us. Can you sit down with your friend and talk to him about how Jesus saved you? Have you read the Word of God where it says God loves you? Have you read where it says, in the ages to come, he will show us the mystery of his grace? Have you read the scripture that simply uplifts you, where it says, pray without ceasing? You know, it's so full for all of us, if we only would dare to pick it up and to have communication in Christ with one another. So let the Lord open your heart to this and make you a blessing. Hallelujah. Amen.
With his hand, oh, he touched me with a love like I've never known. He gave life. Brand new meaning, and to me I could search this whole world over, he'd still be everything that I need.
He's my bread when I'm hungry. He's my shelter.
Just let the blood of Calvary speak for me.
Thank you for your prayers and support as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. If you would like to get in touch with us here at Reaching Out Ministries, you can write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. That's Reaching Out Ministries at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. You can also reach us online at reachingoutministries.com or subscribe to our YouTube channel, Reaching Out Ministries, for all our services. For the music on this program, you can also write to us for more information, or you can follow the Wellman Family Singers on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, and all other platforms. Thank you for your support. May God richly bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
A precious jewel, Lord, to thee.